From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House lawmakers have now voted to repeal the 17-year-old policy banning gays from serving openly in the military. By a 250 to 175 vote, lawmakers are moving to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Speaking on the House floor, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says top military leaders also support doing away with the controversial requirement.
Both Secretary Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Chairman Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, have called for Congress to act on the repeal with urgency.
The vote means the fate of the measure will now be in the hands of the Senate, where Democratic leaders say they are committed to bringing the measure to the floor before Congress adjourns for the year. Failure to overturn the policy this year could relegate it to the back burner, since next year Republicans, who in some cases are less supportive, would become the majority in the House and gain ground in the Senate. As expected, the Senate has backed President Obama's proposal to extend expiring tax cuts and long-term unemployment insurance. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the legislation that was approved today still needs to get through the House.
President Obama struck the tax cut compromise with Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. At a cost of nearly $900 billion, it extends all the Bush-era tax breaks for 2 years. Expiring unemployment benefits are extended for another 13 months, and a provision trimming payroll tax withholdings by 2 percentage points is for 1 year. House Democrats have threatened to replace an estate tax provision they consider overly generous to the very wealthy, but there were increasing doubts about whether they had the vote to change the legislation. Any change in the House would require yet another vote in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Cost of food, transportation, and clothing all rose last month. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index edged up 0.1% in November as inflation remained in check. Danielle Carson has more.
The low inflation numbers could take the heat off the Fed's decision to push ahead with its quantitative easing plan, or QE2, to gradually pump $600 billion into the economy to fire up growth by lowering interest rates. But FTN Financial chief economist Chris Lowe says the opposite is happening. Interest rates are climbing, making it harder to take out a mortgage.
While QE may not be doing the inflation damage people worried about, it also isn't helping people with house purchases and that kind of thing, because interest rates haven't come down.
Prices kept falling earlier this year, raising fears of deflation, a drop in prices, wages, homes, and other assets, which can set off a spiral of sinking profits. Since then, however, the CPI has gone up for 5 months. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Stocks gave up some of their gains amid worries about protests in Greece and a possible downgrade of Spain's debt rating. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 19 points to close at 11,457. The Nasdaq lost 10 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. For individuals who cheat on their income taxes, the risk of getting caught has gone up. That's according to the Internal Revenue Service, which says it's increased the number of audited returns this year by 11%, with statistics showing the wealthiest tax filers are the most likely to be targeted. In all, the IRS says it examined more than 1.5 million individual returns for the budget year ending in September, up from 1.4 million the previous year. The agency says it collected $57.6 billion through enforcement actions. New indictment has been issued against former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, his father, and three associates. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
The former mayor is accused of using his elected office to enrich himself, his associates, and their families through extortion, bribery, and fraud. It outlines several schemes in which the mayor used his power to steer contracts worth tens of millions of dollars to his friend Bobby Ferguson. U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says her office plans to use federal RICO laws to prosecute the case.
Kwame Kilpatrick kind of used his public office as a corrupt organization and as an avenue for unjustly enriching himself and others that he was associated with.
Kilpatrick is currently in prison. He's awaiting trial on tax evasion and fraud charges. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
Mother of two, along with the group the Center for the Science and the Public Interest, is announcing a lawsuit against fast food giant McDonald's. The suit seeks to get the company to stop using toys to market meals to young children. The suit filed in state court in San Francisco does not seek damages, but rather would ask the court to bar McDonald's from advertising its Happy Meals that feature toys to California children. The city of San Francisco recently banned toys in meals with more than 600 calories, or more than 35% of their calories derived from fat. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.